Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, social media is really kind of a newcomer on the scene that has matured in a really short period of time. Believe it or not, Facebook is 12 years old. And Facebook and other forms of social media have turned into an extremely important venue to communicate with not only farmers, but the general public.
Well, you're right. The funny thing about Facebook, when I first heard about it, was through my sons talking about communicating with their friends in school. And now most of the observations or the discussions I hear about Facebook is in my Sunday school class, people owning up that they forgot somebody's birthday, but they saw it on Facebook this week. So it has sort of moved to a broader audience. And now the next generation that, again, learning everything through my children, you got Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat and all these types of things that they communicate with. And in the Department of Agriculture, we want to communicate to our audiences. Some of them are not my generation, so we've got to really work within the mediums that these folks are now using to communicate.
Well, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of different formats now, but Facebook is a good place to start if you're new to social media. And South Carolina Department of Agriculture actually has not one, not two, but three Facebook pages.
Well, that's right, because you want that information to be pertinent to what people are looking for. We do have the three. We have the Certified SC Grown, and we have the Department of Agriculture, where we might speak to consumer issues, regulatory or otherwise. And then we have our State Farmers Market, where we talk about all the activities that are going on, and we get comments from people who've been out there. But really, our Certified SC Grown is the most, wide scope of information we're putting out there, with a lot, especially in the summertime when the fruit and vegetables come in, things like that, where you can get the products you're looking for, because, and that's the whole point of any type of communication we do, is that the consumer, we make it easier for them to find those South Carolina farm products.
Farmers markets also have Facebook pages, and that's a great way to learn fast what's actually at the market.
Well, you're right. Whether it's something going on at the Phillips Market Center, or whether Dupree at the market, the restaurant, has a special going on, or now maybe some update, with the DNR opening up its regional licensing office there in the Market Pavilion. So there's always something. And of course, next month we'll start up with the barbecue cook-off. So, we'll let that page be the way that people learn about it and just stay informed. And we get good feedback from our consumers as well. So it's a two-way street that we're on with social media.
And that's absolutely outstanding. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.